All righty, deep stretch of Vikings game plan. Paul Allen, Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. We have learned a lot about the Philadelphia Eagles and routes of attack for the penultimate game in Mall of America Field. Now, let's unveil the Verizon winning formula, Vikings and 8-5 Eagles. Let's begin with the Vikings offense versus Philadelphia's defense.
Control the clock. I mean, this is a Philadelphia offense on the other side that can dominate and put up a lot of points. So sometimes the best defense is a good offense. I think the Vikings have to control the clock, possess the ball, drive down the field and put up points, not sell for field goals, score touchdowns. And when you hear control the clock, a lot of times you think run the ball all the time. The Vikings want to do that with whoever the running back is going to be today, but it can also be the short passing game. Quarterback Matt Cassel has demonstrated an ability to move the ball down the field in the passing game, and so if Philadelphia does play a lot of single high safety, which Pete Bursich broke down for us earlier,
yep,
Matt Cassel's going to have to check out of some runs and go into some passes. We saw him check out of a pass into a run on the Toby Gerhardt touchdown last week.
Brilliant.
It might have to be vice versa this week if we see a lot of single high. So control the clock. Keep that Philadelphia offense off the field.
And it bears repeating, Philadelphia is identifiable because of its offense, because of its coach Chip Kelly and LeSean McCoy. These Eagles have not given up more than 21 points in a game over the last 9 games. Defense is very opportunistic. Conversely, the Vikings defense going against LeSean McCoy, MVP candidate, Nick Foles and the Eagles offense.
And I'm going to focus on Foles. We have to pressure Foles to win this game. And LeSean McCoy is as dynamic a player as the NFL has. But this offense is about Nick Foles and how responsible and careful he is with the ball, distributing it to all of their playmakers. Just one interception this year, 20 touchdown passes. He's the highest rated passer in the NFL. So the way to defend him is to pressure him, especially at Mall of America Field. You have Brian Robinson and Jared Allen on the edge. They both have 7 sacks. A nice little race there to see who can have the most sacks this season. That's going to be fun to watch. And we'd like to see some middle pressure from our defensive tackle, Sharif Floyd. That's kind of why we took him so high. He's a good pass rusher. Kevin Williams, he's got a little gas left in the tank. We need to pressure the pocket from the middle so we don't let Foles escape and find running and throwing lanes. But really, it's all about Jared Allen and Brian Robinson. 7 sacks for each guy. They have a little race going. We need Jared to get to double digits because he's been in double digits every season as a Viking. We want him to get there. He needs 3 more, and it'd be nice to get 2 today.
And now the Verizon winning formula for the special teams.
Talk about the rookie punter. Lock him up. Jeff Locke, 3 straight really good games. Last week in Baltimore in the snow, he had 9 punts. Mike Prefer said 8 of them were good, so that's a good performance for a kid from UCLA. But the 2 games before that, Paul, he had 12 punts. 6 of them inside the 20, only 5 return for a total of 16 yards. So he's being accurate, he's putting hang time underneath him, and our guys are running down to cover. Against this offense, you want to pin them as far back as you can. Jeff Locke is the key to that.
Good job as usual, Wobby. Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com. Don't forget the All Mall of America Field team is unveiled at halftime of today's game. For more information, go to Vikings.com. For all of us here at the Xfinity Studios and with the Vikings Entertainment Network, that's Vikings Game Plan, and I'm Paul Allen. Thanks for watching.